Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Kevin Remde welcomes Managing Director at Cognizant Technology Solutions, Ramesh Penaganti, to the show as they discuss their product, Cloud 360, an enterprise-class cloud management platform that helps you quickly and cost-effectively deploy, manage, and operate applications on private, public, and hybrid clouds. Tune in as they discuss its features and benefits, as well as how you can get started with this powerful cloud management service. Kevin, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to TechNet Radio Cloud Innovators. This is our series of business value interviews for IT managers focusing on innovative and valuable cloud solutions. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior IT pro evangelist in the U.S. developer and platform evangelism team at Microsoft, and I'm your humble TechNet Radio host today. Now, in today's installment of Cloud Innovators, we're speaking with Mr. Ramesh Penaganti, Managing Director at Cognizant Technology Solutions. Welcome, Mr. Penaganti.
Hey, everyone. Good morning.
So today you're going to be telling us about some very innovative cloud management solutions, product called Cloud 360. But before we get going, let me quickly introduce our viewers to Mr. Penaganti. He is the Managing Director of Cloud 360 at Cognizant Technology Solutions. He's responsible for the development of the Cloud 360 portfolio of solutions and services to automate cloud deployments by integrating provisioning, monitoring, and management using policy-driven automation. He works closely with the executive management at Cognizant for long-term growth, sustainability, and scalability of Cloud 360-based offerings across geographies. Right from ideating to building the Cloud 360 product, Ramesh has successfully turned the project into a multi-million dollar global business, an achiever of rapid growth on the SaaS software as a service products with sustainable profitability. He has hands-on experience in defining strategy, product management, venture leadership, engineering world-class software, running operations, and customer satisfaction across Fortune 1000 customers. So once again, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, thank you. So let's start by briefly introducing the company Cognizant Technology Solutions. What does Cognizant do?
Cognizant is a global IT services leader. I'm happy to be with them for the past 7.5 years. And the company is about 18 years old, listed in NASDAQ 100, S&P 500, Fortune 400. And it serves in multiple industry verticals and technologies and IT and business solutions. Company is headquartered in Teaneck in New Jersey and is globally about 150,000 employees as of today.
Wow, very big company. So let's briefly introduce our viewers to this product or product set called Cloud 360. What is Cloud 360?
Cloud 360 actually started as an idea and incubated business in 2008. At that time, we saw that the industry is moving towards the fluid computing model, and that was where we wanted to give the best of the platform experience to our customers, where they could host their industry best applications and their own custom applications and environment. And we wanted to make sure that infrastructure is fluid and gets auto-selected based on their environmental needs. And that is when we came up with this idea. The word cloud did not exist in 2008 or 2009. It probably came up in 2010. Initially, when we started building it internally, we started calling it as a fluid computing manager or a fluid manager. And then we had started the name as Cloud 360 in 2010. We started selling it as a product in about 2011. That was the brief history about Cloud 360. It runs as a company within the company of Cognizant, and most of us are based in California. You can consider it as a Bay Area Silicon Valley startup for Cognizant.
Okay, very good. So this is a tool set that has very far-reaching and flexible capabilities. Give us an example of Cloud 360 and some of the benefits. Maybe thinking in terms of one of your customers. So talk about a scenario and some of the benefits that Cloud 360 has brought to that business.
So looking at Cloud 360 as an IT transformation tool, we help any of our customers or most of our customers with three key takeaway messages from a transformational standpoint. Number one is that we bring in IT as an on-demand service that can be offered to that business. Traditionally, IT is always something that is required to be procured in advance, but we are converting our customers into delivering IT services on an on-demand basis. That is the goal number one. And the number two is to make sure that people are empowered to do things on their own, and businesses can do things or launch businesses much more rapidly. And what in the industry is commonly called as the business agility. And we help customers in empowering the agility for their own business units or their end customers. So agility is the transformational goal number two. And the transformational goal number three is converting the business model into a variable cost from a cost standpoint, if in case the business is actually getting revenues on a variable basis. So it is the variable cost associated with any variable business model. And most of our recent customer examples are actually happening to be number three also, because the customers are moving from a traditional annual licensing cost into a pay-by-use consumption models even for their offerings to their customers. And we are helping with that transformation to ensure that the end-to-end process is actually created as a variable cost model so that it can be offered with much more ease and increases the adoption of their new business launches. Say whether I'm talking about any of our retail customers or airline customers, we helped many of them launch newer business applications with shortened business capacity planning cycles, and they went live and they're offering them as a service that could be consumed by their end customers on maybe an hourly consumption model or a weekly consumption model or maybe a monthly consumption model. End-to-end, including the managed services, the entire ecosystem is delivered on demand, is delivered at a variable cost.
Okay. So let's say that I'm running a business that has traditionally been using both VMware and increasingly Hyper-V for data center virtualization. I may be also interested in taking advantage of tools or services outside of my data center's borders in terms of technologies like Windows Azure or AWS, Windows Azure Infrastructure Services, of course, to be able to extend my data center with the virtualization resources into a public cloud. What does Cloud 360 offer me or offer a business like mine?
It's a very good question, and it is probably a very common scenario that we come across in almost all of our customer proposals and discussions. And not just the platforms that you mentioned, we also see some of the non-x86 architectures like IBM AIF or Power PC architecture, Solaris, and etc. And any of our customers would have the traditional investments that they had already put into IT and an existing set of hardware that they bring forward to the table for these discussions. And that is also one of the good scenarios that Cloud 360 helps them with, to create a mixed infrastructure for a given application. And the application picks up a set of infrastructure at runtime based on multiple factors like application performance, application availability needs, compliance needs, or the customer's own organization governance needs, or ultimately the cost factor. So in some of our customers, what I've seen is that on a normal business day, the application may be running on the traditional infrastructure combination of VMware and Hyper-V. And in case the load increases, maybe on the weekends or maybe after office hours in the evenings when a lot of consumers are actually making use of the service, the cloud bursting happens onto Azure or onto any other public cloud infrastructure. It actually has been becoming a pretty common scenario, whether I'm talking about a production application for custom built applications for the customers, or maybe even for the delivery desktops, etc.
Okay, very good. Well, I think we should take a moment to actually take a look at the product. Do you mind giving us a little quick demonstration?
Sure. Let me spend a little bit of time on how the Cloud 360 actually looks. You can consider this as a demo of our web application. Apart from the web application, we also have a mobile application that our customers could use for the self-provisioning. And the screen that you're on is actually the dashboard screen or the landing page for any of your business users. And the nature of the menus and the authorizations, etc., depend on the individual roles that I could belong to, and I may have more capability than somebody else in my own group based on the job functions that I could perform. And here you could see that I have my environment coming in from multiple platforms, the industry best of the provider platforms, some public and some private. And I am able to switch between multiple cloud environments, say the logical environments that I could have, maybe for a dev test or a QE or a staging performance, etc. And the beauty of this whole thing is that, may say my business user or a manager could have published a set of profiles for me to consume, say at the compute level or maybe at an application level. I could come on any of this and then click on them and then be able to launch these applications. And when I launch these applications, I can see them on my dashboard. I get an email when the application is deployed and made available. I click on the link of how to access this application. My application is ready to go for my consumption. It could be, again, a production application or a dev and test application. And if I'm looking at the big picture overview of what Cloud 360 is, you can consider that you could do provisioning of applications and then the associated compute resources. I would be able to do an automation at the time of provisioning, or automation based on a calendaring, or automation based on where these compute resources have to be placed in my given environment. Just to continue on the previous question, if my that we had discussed, we had seen or seeing customers where multiple platforms are commonly and regularly used for their application environments, and the placement policies actually abstract these the resources where the application can be provisioned. And we are also deeply integrated with the Microsoft System Center. If in case there are any policies in the System Center that needs to be orchestrated, we call them, we get them orchestrated as well. And the other primary feature of Cloud 360 is the monitoring of the entire application stack, starting from application, whether it's a .NET application or a Java application, moving on to platforms, services, operating systems, and of course the underlying hypervisor or the cloud infrastructure. We could do the monitoring, and we could create an automation based on the inbound monitoring events. If in case any of these monitoring events or incidents occurs, we could have a policy to create an auto remediation to occur, and that essentially translates to the high availability of the application. And lastly, we have a set of features that we group them as advisory features, and how this advisor actually runs is based on the data collection. We do about a million data points that collection once every hour for a given, say, 100 virtual machine environment. And we present them that help customer increasing the compliance or metering and cost control, or help in, again, reclamation policies and, again, cost control, and be able to run a set of tasks and do reports. Say any of the dev managers can tell that I need these reports on every day morning at 10 a.m. and the report will be delivered on email to the person or when he logs into the system. And the trending and visualizations, various sort of infrastructure utilizations or platform utilizations, compliance status, governance status, etc. And the security of the application environment, who has access to what, and the page level access details and the functional access details, and the settings on how the integrations, etc. are done. And let me also talk an interesting aspect about the Cloud 360 architecture of how we do the integrations. When we had started building this platform, we built it for an integration in mind. We did not build it as a management platform for any specific infrastructure. We built it for an application mind, and underlying architecture supports integration. So we pretty much assume that any of our customers already have a set of IT tools, whether we are talking about ticketing systems or performance management systems or manager workflow systems. We assume that they are in place and exist, and we have integrations with any of these components and elements. All that integrations can be done here as the cloud settings. You could tell that if in case I don't have any automated monitoring actions, one of my monitoring policies will automatically go and create a ticket in an external system like ServiceNow or BMC Remedy, etc., which we have plugins built in. And for automation, we have a homegrown scripting language that help with the ease and that create a lot of functionality to the end user without any complexity of the infrastructure. They would be able to specify a set of rules that they could automatically get called, and we make sure that the productivity of the end user ultimately goes up. And a given user can belong to multiple user groups and multiple domain settings, etc., and we bring in the best of the breed experience into the user. And the same application is actually available on the mobile device as well. So somebody can simply log into their phone and then be able to deploy these applications and resources and platforms.
On the topic of the actual platform that the application's running on and the fact that you do have the ability to use a mobile device as well, is the actual implementation a cloud solution that we're purchasing from Cognizant, or is this a installed in my data center and then made given access to mobile devices as well, or is it an optional? I mean, do we have that option either way?
Yeah, you do. You do have an option either way, and we deliver Cloud 360 as an on-premise deployment, or also make it available as a multi-tenant SaaS deployment that the customers can connect to. And it depends. Half of our customers are in on the on-premise mode, and the other half are using the multi-tenant deployment. And we are fairly open to deliver in one way or other. And we can deliver just the platform, or if we need to deliver with the infrastructure, we have that as an offering. And we deliver the infrastructure from any of the Cognizant global data centers. We manage that. We manage the physical infrastructure and virtual infrastructure for the customer and deliver it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for showing this to us. So does Cloud 360 have any integration with other cloud management tools? I mean, you mentioned that you integrate with System Center, so I'm interested certainly in how Cloud 360 uses Microsoft System Center 2012. Explain a little bit about that architecture.
Sure. From a System Center standpoint, we do have a deep integration with System Center and other Microsoft products. And we work closely with the Microsoft as a company, and we do have a good relationship. And from a technical architecture standpoint, from the System Center suite of products, we integrate with the provisioning manager through APIs. Through the SPF framework, and we integrate with the System Center Orchestrator Manager. If in case there are any orchestrations that are already defined, we could just show them in Cloud 360 and then make sure that the integration is seamless. And we also integrate with SCOM from the operation standpoint. Most of our customers already have extensive monitoring profiles that are built on SCOM. We use that for monitoring any of the applications like SharePoint, MSSQL, IIS, etc. And we get them, we integrate with the System Center Operations Manager and also the Orchestrator to be able to receive the events and also to be able to forward this to the service management aspect.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah. Good. Now, of course, technologies are always changing. Some of those foundational tools that we all use do have improvements and updates and different things change. Does Cloud 360 provide any kind of a cushion with regard to that? The Microsofts, VMwares, the Amazons of the world, as their platforms change and improve?
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting lesson that we learned in the recent history of Cloud 360 and also how we manage our existing customers. Most of the platforms continue to innovate. And we actually had shortened our product release cycles as well. Initially, we were doing once every 3 month product releases, and then we moved on to once every 4 to 6 weeks of development. As these underlying platform technologies continue to change, we get advanced notifications or heads up from our partners, and we incorporate them. And we'll be on time to make sure that our platform is also updated with them. In terms of supporting any of the newer features or changes to the existing features that are coming. And the integration architecture that we have built on the platform, that foundation framework helps us a lot in getting to this. We don't have to boil the ocean. of the entire Cloud 360. We can only end up changing only some parts of the component or some platforms. And most of the majority of the Cloud 360 code base does not actually talk to the underlying provider. There is only a small portion of the code that actually talks to the provider plugin, and most of the times only that module or the component gets changed. And the other parts are made aware of the new capabilities, and then we proceed with that. But a very good question and a common scenario that we go through as part of the everyday development challenges that we have in the product.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've architected the solution in a very intelligent way, and I'm sure that you get most of the credit for that, or much of the credit for that. So, my congratulations on what sounds like a very innovative product, and certainly a very powerful tool set for businesses to be able to take advantage of cloud computing, take advantage of many different options around cloud computing, the things that they have, the things that they want to move to, and a tool set like yours to be able to make that happen. So, congratulations. So, where would you like to send our viewers for more information? Where can they find out more about Cloud 360?
Our primary website is cloud360.cognizant.com. That's where you can know about Cloud 360 and also the benefits of the hyper platform, the integrated service management and the operations management layer that we bring to the table, which is actually quite unique. And hence the reason we call our Twitter feed as twitter.com/hyperplatform. So these are the two places that I would like the viewers to get in for any additional information. Our contact email address is cloud360@cognizant.com. Any questions, feel free to send them to me down here.
Very good. Well, thank you so much again, Mr. Panaganti, for your time today.
And thank you too. And thank you to all the audience for listening into this presentation and in advance for any sharing any feedback to us. Thank you.
Fantastic. And we'll see you next time on TechNet Radio, Cloud Innovators.